Hey guys, what's going on? It's June 24th, 2010. This is episode 12 of the Warp Zone podcast. With me is just back to us three. With me is Bobby Holt.
Hello.
And Tom Price.
Hello. I like your energy today.
Thank you.
very excited.
I'm trying. It's really hot out here, but I'm Matt, your host, Matt Calamia. And it is hot as hell on Long Island today. It's 1 o'clock. We're recording right now, and it's up to.
Mr. Mac Weather says 91.
Yeah, I have 88 right now.
All right, it's freaking humid too.
Yeah, it's just nasty. I had to run to the post office to send a game that I traded online, and it sucked. Like, I really regret going. It knocked me out. I had to stop at 7-Eleven get iced tea, but. It's definitely hitting the hot time here on Long Island. But June is always usually it gets pretty hot, but like it's always bearable. But like the last like 2 or 3 days have just been like nasty.
Yeah.
I'm not a beach goer, but I was like really debating on going to the beach yesterday. But
I played golf yesterday. It was way too hot.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, where did I go yesterday? I went like shopping with my girlfriend, and we went back to her house to just sit in the pool like all day, and like I'm never into that, just to like sit around and just get like, you know, just lazy like that. But it was just so hot that there was nothing else you can do. But it's once July and then August hit, Long Island really sucks.
The other day I just lied on the floor and hit dust with my hand like a cat. That's all I did.
Really?
No,
that's
not
kind
really.
Of awesome.
Yeah, it's just been those kind of days. But enough about the weather. We're gonna get right into you know, what we've been playing. It's maybe a little shorter episode, you know, the week after E3. Not a lot is going on, but we have some stuff to talk about and what we've been playing. And we actually, Tom was able to pick up the new Xbox 360 Slim, so we're going to start with him and what he's been playing and just talk about that, because I know me and Bobby have a couple questions that we want to ask. So just tell us about it, you know, your first couple days with it.
Well, I mean, it's still just an Xbox, you know. It's not like, you know, don't turn it on, it doesn't look any different, but I mean, it is much quieter, and really, if it just doesn't break to me like my other one did, I'll be perfectly happy. Like, I sent my old one back 5 times, which is really the only reason why I bought it, because I was fearful of losing it.
Is the controller different at all, or is it still, I mean, not like with different buttons, but like, is there like a different look to it? Is, you know, like, is it the same thing?
It's basically the same thing, except for all I can tell is the Xbox button, instead of just being kind of like flat silver, it's like chrome.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, it doesn't really, it's a little bit smaller. It doesn't really look that much smaller. I can only really tell when I'm like standing up, which I never do. It's always, you know, just lying down in your like little thing under your TV.
Yeah, definitely.
But
I mean. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just saying, yeah, whatever. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. Did you just pick it up because you wanted it, or were you having Xbox problems, or what was it?
I wasn't having Xbox problems yet, but I knew that they were like, you know, it's been a while since I had to send one back, and it always generally happens, like, you know, I was on, like, my 5th Xbox, so I kind of knew I had one coming around the corner.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever, I'll just, you know, trade my old one in while it's still working fine, you know, get it for, like, half off or whatever.
Yeah, how much did it end up costing you?
It ended up being like around half off, so like
that's not
40, I think. Yeah, it's not too bad. But other than that,
The buttons are gone, right? It's basically just like the PlayStation 1, like the original PlayStation 1. It's all like touch sensitive and stuff.
Yeah, it's like the PS3, except I'm sure with your guys' PS3, unless you have the Slim one, you have to hold it for a while before it actually does anything.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, no, it's like you touch it, on, off, it's actually, I like it a lot. I like it a lot better than normal buttons, actually.
So how annoying is that really loud beep every time you open the dish tray?
It's my favorite part.
I was watching, it was so loud. Like, the PS3 beeps when you press the buttons, but it's not like a piercing noise.
It's not that loud. I would imagine if you were, like, watching a video, it might have just been because they had the microphone, like, right up against it so they could get it up close. But, I mean, it's just, like, you know, normal noise. It's like the PS3's, kind of.
Yeah. So they stuck with the tray instead of just like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I like not having the tray. I like the Wii and the PS3, just where you just like slide it in. But that's cool though. Have you gotten it you know, scuffed up with fingerprint marks and stuff like that?
It's hard to tell just because my room is, like, I guess I could have some better lighting in here.
Yeah.
So it's basically in the shadow, like, in, like, a shadow the whole time, so I can't really see it that well. I'm sure if I was, like, to go over there and, like, actually pull it out, I'd be like, oh, shit, this thing's dusty as hell.
Yeah. I guess I have one more question. Have you used the Wi-Fi at all, or are you, do you direct connect it?
Yeah, I direct connect it. Okay. But I figure if I ever, you know, should move or anything, I would want the Wi-Fi, which is another reason why I got it.
Yeah, definitely.
Or if I was ever just, like, to go to a friend's house or something.
Yeah. Like, I have to use the little antenna things or whatever to get Wi-Fi. I think it cost, like, $100. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. Quite expensive. I had to buy two of them.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it's so overpriced. Yeah. So all that like, combined was fine. I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just buy one.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. That's cool. Have you been playing anything, or what have you been playing?
I have not been playing anything on my Xbox, really, except for, like, the Crackdown demo, if you guys want to talk about that.
Yeah, sure. Bobby, you played it too, or?
Yeah, I played a little bit of it.
I see. We can just talk about that really quick. Is it really different from Crackdown 2, or how have they changed it? So it's just more of the same, or?
It's Crackdown 1, but looks a little bit better and feels a little bit better.
But like there's already 3 times the variety of missions in the demo than it was in the first game. You play the first game, right, Matt?
Yeah, I played a little of it. Not like a ton, not like you guys did, but
the best part of Crackdown 1 was the DLC that unlocked Keys to the City, and then I could just have my highest max character and just climb every building and kill stuff. That's the most fun I had, was just having every weapon at my disposal to just destroy stuff.
Yeah, I feel
One, they added, like, so much more that's not in the demo that I want to see. Like, they added, like, the gliding, like, suits that you could wear, and, like, helicopters that you could fly in, which none of that's in the demo. I kind of wanted to see some of that.
This is a time demo, you guys said, so you only
get
X amount.
Yeah, 30 minutes long.
That's not that bad. I guess some people do play a demo a lot longer than that, but
you're already limited to, like, one spot, like, in the city, so timed on top of it, it was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But there's a ways around it, which we won't get into.
Just YouTube everything Bobby was telling us. But that game comes out, what, end of July?
Beginning of July.
Wow, okay, cool.
It'll have, like, 10 days.
So between you guys, we should have a review up of that.
I'll definitely find
it. One of you guys will be probably picking it up, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Like, right now, like, nothing's been coming out, so the reviews have been, few and far between, so it'd be cool if we can get something up like that. A lot of people are really excited for that game, which is cool because, you know, it released just with the Halo beta, and I don't think a lot of people, like, really took it seriously, so it's good to see a game like that, really develop, like, a big fan base and stuff like that.
Get some respect.
Exactly. So that's all you've been playing? Or you've been playing anything on Steam? Last night I was on Steam trying to download Counter-Strike, but still unable to do it, which is just ridiculous. But I saw you playing, Civilization?
Yeah, Rev? Civilization 4, actually.
Oh, okay.
I saw all the cool stuff for Civilization 5 at E3, and I decided to jump back in, and I ended up staying up to like 4 in the morning, just pushing on with my German Empire.
Yeah, somebody that I work with is, like, obsessed with that game, but I never checked it out.
Yeah, it's one of those games I bought on Steam and kind of, like, played with for a little bit, but never really got that into. So after watching, like, a bunch of videos for Civilization 5, I was like, oh, let me give it a shot again. And sure enough, like, 5 hours later, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. I was like, fuck, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, those games that's what Counter-Strike used to be for me. It's like one of those games you just start playing, and then it's just like, before you know it, you're on there for like 3 or 4 hours, and it's just like, all right, I gotta pull myself away.
Yeah, if I could make an actual suggestion to people developing Civilization 5, put a clock in the actual game so I could see what time it is. So I would just, like, look up and turn around and be like, it's only 11. Or, never mind, now it's 3.
Yeah. It just happens. You just get, like, lost in it.
Yeah.
And honestly, the only reason why I stopped was because I looked, like, in the top corner of the screen, it popped up, like, towards the end, like, 50 turns left. And I was like, what? There's, like, 400 turns in this game.
And that's impressive.
Damn.
Sure enough, it was 4 o'clock.
Gotta ask you though, have you gone back to Dragon Age at all, or?
I am slowly going through Dragon Age. That's like the one other thing I was gonna talk about.
That's like the one constant every week. It's just that you're slowly going through Dragon Age. So you made a little more progress on it, or?
Yeah, I'm like a. You remember when I first started Dragon Age on the podcast?
Yo,
just that same. So, I'm doing the war for my last thing before I go do like the end mission.
We didn't get any of that, I don't think.
No, I didn't. I heard a little bit of it.
We got, it was just, you were breaking up.
Oh, okay. Now, yeah, I'm basically, when I first started talking about Dragon Age, I'm basically on the podcast, I'm about at that point now.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a game I kind of want to check out, but, I don't think I ever will, unless it comes out on Mac and I have a better computer and it actually downloads. So,
are you still saving up for that iMac?
You know what? I was, but I'm not now. Because I figure, you know what? Like, I'm not going to buy a whole new computer to play, you know, Steam games.
Yeah.
But my sister has a good iMac upstairs, so I'm just going to use that. But, you know, like I said, Counter-Strike's not even downloading. So, I don't know. It's just, it's really frustrating. Because I really, like I had nothing to do last night. And I was like, oh, nice, Counter-Strike is out. There's my night. I go to download it. It's like, check back in a few minutes.
You know, fuck you. Yeah. You can't download it.
18 hours later, still getting the error. The Steam servers are currently too busy to handle your request. Please try again in a few minutes. Like,
so what are the chances? So it won't run on your Mac?
No, it won't run on mine, which I'm kind of surprised at. But it's the newer version. It's Source. So
it's not the newest. 1.6?
It's not like the old one.
Okay.
It'll run on my sister's computer. It's just It's just a matter of actually being able to download it. But
if I ever open Steam up, I'll download it and we can play.
Yeah, it was like six and change or something like that. It's only for the next, I guess it ends tomorrow and it goes back to 20.
All right, so I might as well.
Hop. I mean, you know, for $7, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And the game is fun as hell. But yeah, so I'll let you guys know if I'm able to download that anytime soon. But
I'd love to get a review of that up.
Yeah, definitely. If I can get into it, I'll definitely review it for the Mac.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks.
Trials and tribulations, Max.
Yeah, right. Steam. It's just like, it's just frustrating. Because that was like the game I wanted Steam to come out for. For like, you know, the Mac, and now that it's here, it's just like, no. But I guess a lot of people are downloading it or whatever, I don't know. But
probably. That's happened to me sometimes.
Yeah, I figure by like tomorrow or maybe tonight, maybe I'll check back at like, you know, 3 in the morning and see if like nobody's on there. But, mm-hmm. But we'll see. But enough of that. Bobby, how is that it, Tom?
Yeah, that's all for me.
Okay. And Bobby, you said you were playing something?
Yeah.
Aside
from the beta demo, whatever you want to call it. I picked up Tiger Woods 2011 on Xbox. I wanted to pick it up for PlayStation Move, but I didn't feel like waiting till September for the patch to come in and then play it on that. But mm-hmm. I will say, after playing, I played the Wii version the year before, without Motion Plus.
Okay.
It was still good, but I felt like every time I'd hit the ball, it was always down the middle, or a slice right, or a complete hook, depending, based solely on just random, whatever the game felt was right. I would hold my arm so steady to go like slowly through, and it would be 110% power to the left for no reason. Wow. It just couldn't read well.
And you play golf, so I guess you should, yeah.
That's why I was excited for the Move version, because apparently that's supposed to be
more precise, well done.
Yeah, and with HD graphics, it's kind of like a marriage of two perfect things.
Video games and golf. Yeah. But did you play online yet? I know you said that you
were with friends. I played a few games online with some of my friends. It was just 1v1.
Yeah.
No lag at all.
Really?
No, none. Because I know how EA Sports tends to have an issue with their online games sometimes. Madden used to be so laggy. NHL depends. It can sometimes be laggy.
Yeah, for sure.
But they fixed it up pretty well. But what I really liked about the new Tiger Woods game was this mode called like True Aim. So normally with the aiming, you'd hold down this one, you hold the B button, and it shows where the ball would be hit all the way down, say 250 yards with the driver. But in this, you don't have that. You just have markings for how far, and you pretty much base your club selection by how far the hole is or the fairway you're trying to hit. So it's all like, it's like playing real golf. So if you tee off, there'll be no real HUD at all. It's just you hitting the ball. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds cool. You know, I've always liked golf games. I think like the first game I got on the PlayStation 2 was like Tiger Woods 02.
Yeah, the golf games are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And I'm definitely, once, you know, if I do end up buying Move, which I do think I will, definitely that's going to be one of the games I I check out. But
yeah, I plan on trading this in and then buying the PS3 version when that comes out.
Yeah.
All right. But let's get to the good stuff. How many horrors have you slept with in the game?
I just started, so 6.
You started
texting and everything.
Yeah, I found the secret text message.
You're laying the blueprints out for a really big scandal.
I hit some girl with my golf ball. I went over, got a number. It was quite an ordeal.
That's awesome.
But something else they introduced into the game was focus, where you get like a meter on the left where you can do certain things with the golf ball. So if you hit the fairway, you get a certain amount of focus. You start with full focus in the beginning of every round. So say you wanted to hit it harder, more power. So while you'd be swinging with the right stick, it's all like the NHL swing stick is the same thing for golf. It's the same swing stick.
Okay.
Pull back, and if you tap A or LB, either one, you'd add extra power, but it uses up some of your focus. So you hit that down the fairway, and then your next shot, if you want it to be more accurate while aiming, you tap A again to get more accurate and use some more focus. And then once you're on the green, you can read the green, and then there's to focus. You hit LB, and it will show the path of the golf ball while you're before you putt it. So it gives you an idea of the break. But once you're out of focus, the game gets really hard because it's impossible to read putts because it breaks like crazy at St. Andrews and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know, but what? It's fun.
I kind of want like with that stuff. I wonder how they can implement that with Move, and I kind of want Move like how when it comes out. I would like to see it just like me like playing myself, I guess. Not like playing myself, but just like having like my skill and see how good I would be on like, you know, Pebble Beach or whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Not having like any attributes because I don't have any.
Yeah.
You know, like, and just see like how I would do. Like, I've always wondered that.
Like a promo type thing where like exactly. No add-ons or anything. No exactly. Buttons.
You start off with, in the very beginning of the game, you get to create your own golfer, which is, you can use the EA game face where you can take a picture of your front face and the side of your face, and it puts your 3D model into the game, which it works. It doesn't really work on Mac yet because it's still a beta.
Yeah.
But my friend did it, and he kind of, it turned out all right. You could see semi what he looked like.
That's pretty cool.
But in the beginning, you have zero attributes. You have no power, no control, no accuracy, and no putting.
Yes,
and you get like 150 XP points to put into that, but you're still pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to do anything in the very beginning. But like Virtua Tennis, like the old one on Dreamcast, you can play all these mini games to get more XP to put into your character. There's like hit bullseyes and shit. It's a lot of fun.
It's that's pretty cool. That's definitely gonna be a game I check out if I get Move, because you know I feel like a golf game is like made for that stuff, you know. So
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
I think they did a great job. And what I really actually, this isn't even about the game, but if you buy Tiger Woods Golf, you get a special bonus of either a 1 month, 1 year subscription to Golf Digest or a 6 month subscription to Golf World. It's just those little things, because that's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
So it's like buying a Madden and then getting ESPN the magazine for 6 months.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of, just a little something extra.
Yeah, I definitely like little incentives like that, for sure. So that's cool. Definitely. Maybe you can get a review up of it on the site, because that'd be cool to have. I don't think we've gotten a sports game up yet. But
There's a couple more modes, but I don't think anyone really listening to this will know. I don't know. Do you know what the Ryder Cup is?
Yeah, that's where there's like
the United States plays Europe.
Yeah,
they added that for the first time.
Oh, really? Cool. How is that?
Ryder Cup. It's you can play match play, best ball, four ball, and then there's one other game where it's the pending, or I think it's two ball. It's just all the game types that are in the Ryder Cup matches. You play with a partner. It's cool.
Yeah, it seems that's cool.
But what's weird is Phil Mickelson's. You can't play as Phil Mickelson.
Really?
Yeah, he's like Barry Bonds.
That's crazy.
They just won't let you play as Barry Bonds.
Yeah, that's so weird. In all the old games, you can never play as Bonds. That's true. I forgot about that.
But Mickelson's in the game, as in like if you're playing a tournament, Mickelson always beats me. He's always leading, but you can't be Mickelson.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It's weird. And Tiger Woods is yet to play in a tournament I played in. I don't know if that was programmed to the game on purpose, considering he wasn't playing the early tournaments. We'll see.
That's cool.
Well, they gotta have an end boss, right?
It's like Mike Tyson's punch out.
Yeah, exactly.
But the game's fun. online's hilarious because when you can watch the other person hit their shot, so if they miss a gimme putt, it's just hilarious.
Yeah, that see, golf games are good for trash talk, for sure.
Yeah, it's very funny.
That's awesome. Yeah, maybe I'll check that out. I'll definitely check it out if it comes out for Move. If I can find it cheap online, maybe I'll get it. But is that all you've been playing, or...
Yeah, that's the only new game I've been playing.
Yeah, still chipping away at Call
of Duty. Did you ever beat Red Dead Redemption yet?
No, I have. You know, I haven't played it in a couple weeks, just because once I got my Wii, I started getting playing some other stuff. Yeah, exactly.
So tell us, you play Mario yet?
I have, you know. I actually started it about 4 or 5 days ago. I got it last weekend in the mail because I bought it online. And you know what? I like it a lot, but it still has the same problems that 1 had. You know, like when you're... The camera is just still not that great. And there were times where, like, I'd be running, and, you can't see what's in front of you. And, sometimes I just ran right off the course. Or, I got hit by something and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that was the main problem I had in the first one, and I still feel like, it's still there, which is a little annoying. But
Games did you end up picking up for your Wii?
For the Wii, so far I got Super Mario Galaxy 2. I have Wario Land Shake It, which is actually really, really fun. I got Klonoa. I don't know if you guys know. I told you guys about that last week.
We talked about that last time or something.
Yeah, I got the remake. It's a remake of the first one. And then I got, what's it called? Mad World? I think, that was it. Because I went to the buy 2 get 1 free sale last week at good old GameStop. And I picked up Klonoa. And then I got Henry Hatsworth. And did you ever play that for the DS?
I did, actually. Yeah, I played it like for a few hours. Yeah. That game is actually really cool.
It's really awesome. So I got that and Klonoa, and then I got like the free game, which is Mad World, because there was nothing... I went to the EB Games in our mall.
Yeah, okay.
So that's everywhere else they had, like, I wanted this game, but I couldn't find something else, and I kept going from store to store, because we have, right in our mall area, we have like 3 or 4 GameStops, like, right there. So I just kept going from store to store until I found like a 3 combo that I was cool with. But I got Henry Hatsworth. I haven't been able to play that yet. I owned it like a year ago and sold it. But Galaxy though, it's they definitely increased the difficulty. I know Bobby, did you end up play that at all or?
No, I didn't. No.
Well, Tom, you played the first one, right? It's definitely a lot harder than the first one.
Well, a lot of the challenges, like they made, like a lot of the challenge comments that come around, like to let you get extra stars. Like a lot of them are just like, you have to kill a certain amount of enemies really quickly.
Yeah.
In Mario, like you'll be running out of Goomba, jump and end up being like totally wide of him, even though it looked like you were heading right for him.
Yeah. No, I agree. And there's some parts of the game. I like the Yoshi stuff. But I just finished a level. I don't know how far you got into it, but you have to like run up a wall, and you have to keep eating those like.
Yeah, I did that one. Spicy, that was a cool level.
Yeah, it was really cool. But like, I kept like you would eat the little apple or whatever, and just like dart forward, and like sometimes like it was really jerky, and I just like ran right off the level, or like hit something and then he fell. It was just like, it was just, I don't know. But I mean, it's good. It's definitely a really fun game. But
That game, they just like make you. It just requires a level of precision that you can't really like give it.
Yeah, exactly. But everything else is cool. I like the new suits and stuff. The boulder, and I like the cloud. That was pretty cool. When you shake and you make the cloud. I'm glad they put Yoshi in. His levels are fun. So far, I'd say probably about like an hour and a half, 2 hours in. I haven't played it a whole lot, but. His levels are too few and far between. Like, you'll play a level with him, then you won't see him again for another 5, and then he'll come back. I was expecting him to play more of a role in it, but again, I'm only, 2 hours in. And I hear it's a pretty long game, so I think I have around, like 15 or 20 stars. I think you need, 140?
So, I think it's 240, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm even farther than I thought. So, I still have a ways to go. I'm still going to chip at it. I didn't, barrel through the first one. I played it at a pretty, slow pace. But, I'm still liking it. I don't think it looks as good as the first one, but I think it's because I'm playing now on an HD TV where I played the first one on a regular standard def. But, it's fun. It's just, like people said, it's just Mario Galaxy 1.5, basically, instead of a true, a real sequel. But I'm still having fun with it. And then the other game I've been playing actually a lot of, which is weird because it's a DS game. I don't really play DS games as much as I should, but I, I got Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story.
Yeah, I've been wanting to pick that up for a while, which I might actually pick that up since it's dead.
Definitely pick it up. I traded in Forza 3 or whatever for this, and that was months ago, and it just sat on my shelf, and I was like, you know what, I feel like, you know, after watching Nintendo's conference last week, I was like, you know what, I really want to play, you know, some Nintendo stuff, and I've just been really hooked on the DS and stuff.
Yeah, that's funny, because as soon as you said Mario and Luigi, I was like, didn't we talk about that, like, months ago? Or maybe it was...
Yeah, I played it for, like, 20 minutes when I first got it, and that was it. But now I'm about 7 hours in, and it's addicting. You play. I'm not gonna say you play solely as Bowser, but it's you're mostly just controlling Bowser. And the story is that like somebody took over his castle and stuff. I mean, he went to take Princess Peach as always. And this other guy, I forget his name. I can't remember off the top of my head. But like he like stole his castle and stuff like that. So Bowser wants to get it back. And you control, you know, Bowser is the star of this game, which I always liked about Nintendo games, because they always change it up. You know, like, sometimes, you know, they'll give Luigi his own game, they'll give Peach her own game. So this is definitely Bowser's game. And it's cool. There's a lot of platforming in it, which I like. You know, it is Mario. So it blends, like, platforming with RPG stuff. And it's not just, I mean, it's turn-based, but you can, like, avoid attacks and you know, do more stuff. So definitely check it out if you guys like RPGs, which I know Tom does, and I know Bobby, you like, you know, you like the Paper Mario series.
Yeah.
So this is definitely like that. You know, you just level up and gain XP. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I thought about picking that game up when like we used to not go to class.
Yeah, when we used to not go to our history class, we used to just go to GameStop. And yeah, definitely check it out. I mean, I don't know how cheap it is now. You could probably get it online for cheap, for cheaper, I should say.
Yeah.
But, definitely. I know you have a lot of store credit, so definitely for sure pick it up, because it's a blast. It's probably my favorite DS game. You know, and I heard it's extremely long, so you get your
yeah. Definitely worth. Check that out.
Yeah, definitely. But that's basically all I've been playing, if I can remember correctly.
If you could find a cheap copy of Twilight Princess for the Wii, yeah. I would pick it up. I think you can get it for like $20, probably on GameTZ.
Probably.
Yeah.
Right, I would definitely be worth playing.
Yeah, I've been buying the most random stuff on GameTZ. Man, it's like,
I'm actually on the website right now looking.
I just traded for Godfather 2 on Xbox 360. I heard that game was terrible.
The Godfather 1 was actually pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think I ever played it, but the guy only wanted NHL 09 for it, so I was like, that's fine.
Yeah, that's worth it.
I picked up Phantasy Star 2 on the Genesis for $5, and I picked up Rayman on the PS1 for $5 too. So yeah, I mean, I've told about this site numerous times, but you know, Tom, definitely check it out. It's just GameTZ.com.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
There's so much stuff on here that like... I spend just like, you know, hours on just looking through the classified stuff for what people are selling, and it's,
actually I did go on there actually looking for Power Stone 2 for Dreamcast. I don't really think I found something that cheap though.
What do you gotta do? I mean, the easiest way to do it is just if you're into trading, you just put your games up in your available list, and like people will just be searching for what they want, and then you just, you know, you can make a trade. But just go to like, you know, the forums is the easiest place. And just post in like the console marketplace that, you know, what you want, and just say like, you know, want to buy Power Stone 2, and you know, people usually there's been very few times where I haven't gotten somebody to come back and say like, oh, I have this, you want to buy it? So, but that's basically where I get all my games from. Like I got Alan Wake on there for $40 when it was a week old. I got Red Dead on there. I got Super Mario Galaxy 2 for $37 off there. So there's a lot of stuff. So it's a great website, and I always tell everybody about it who I know who plays games, because it's awesome. Just like the old classic stuff that you can find on there is just awesome. So definitely, guys,
check out. I'll jump back into it then.
Yeah, definitely check out Mario and Luigi, because it's awesome. I heard the other RPG series, the other Mario and Luigi RPG on, I think it was on here. Is it like the 7
it's,
Stars?
Game Boy Advance.
Oh, is it on the GBA? Okay. Yeah, I heard that's awesome too, so I kind of want to track down a copy of that. But yeah, so check it out, because it's awesome. And that's basically all I've been playing, as far as I can remember. I've been playing a lot of the Wii Sports Resort still. The basketball is so addictive.
I like the sword fighting is also
a lot
of fun.
Yeah, sword fighting is awesome, and I'm still really into the bowling, which is cool.
I like the sword fighting when someone gets on the edge, and then all of a sudden they just like fight their way back.
Yep. It's so good. It's like American Gladiators.
Yeah, that's what the Zelda game is based off of.
The sword fighting in that.
There was an interview, I think it was with Miyamoto, that he said that he saw the new Wii Resort And he saw the sword fighting work so well that they said, let's get this into our game. They were going to... They looked at first into finding something that would replicate that.
Yeah.
But like, through all their testing, they just couldn't find what they wanted, so they were actually not going to have one-to-one motion in the game.
Oh, wow.
Then they saw Wii Sports Resort, and it works pretty much 100%.
Yeah, that's a fun game. I mean, I got it packaged in with my Wii, but there's a lot of good stuff on there. Yes. I'm hoping that, like...
I like the archery game, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope the Mario sports game is just like that, because... If it is, I mean, that has, like, you know, hockey and basketball and stuff. If it has that, I'm definitely going to pick that up, because that's pretty sick. And then I also saw Toy Story 3. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that movie is awesome.
I really want to.
It is awesome. I went with my girlfriend and my sister, and we were just like, you know, it's like one of those movies you don't want to end. And, like, it's so good because, like, you know, we were all younger when they first came out. You know, I know it's a movie that's geared towards little kids, but, you know, I think for our people our age who, you know, 15 years ago were little kids, I think it's just as cool to check it out today as it is, you know, if you were, like, you know, still 7 years old.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely check it out. I saw it in regular, you know, non-3D and stuff like that.
I heard it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. So I was just like, you know what, screw it, let me just go and...
Yeah.
And just check it out in regular. So that was awesome. Check that out. And, yeah, so that's it for me. That's all I've been checking out. But cool. So I say we take a break and come back with our news and new releases and call it a day. All right, so we'll be right back, guys. All right. Okay, guys, we're back. We literally just took about 20 seconds just because we just want to finish up because there's not a whole lot to talk about, but we do have some news. It's more just like, you know, industry tech stuff. But first up...
It's a tech year this year.
Yeah, exactly. Right, you know, coming right out of all the game stuff, game announcements and whatever happened last week at E3. So this is just, you know, just some fallout, I guess, from it. DC Universe is going to be coming out November 2nd on the PS3 and PC. It's an MMO game just with the DC comic guys, which I think is pretty cool. If I played MMOs, this would definitely be one I would check out, but I really don't. It's going to come out November
2nd. And I will be checking this out.
All right, so we'll definitely be getting something from Tom, so that's pretty cool.
At least a 10-day trial.
Yeah, definitely.
Normally almost 7 months out.
Yeah, you know what, maybe I'll do that too, if it comes out on the Mac, because I wonder if PS3, it's coming out on the PS3 and PC. I wonder if the PS3 is going to have a 10-day... trial.
That would be. I can't think of any other MMOs that did that because, like, they have a Final Fantasy 11 on the consoles, and I don't think they had trials.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We'll see what happens, but that's coming out November 2nd, which I do believe is the same day as Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo 5.
Yes, you are correct.
So that, and then it's going to be priced at $15 a month, which Tom said is just about on par with other
MMOs.
That's
basically what every other MMO does.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty cool. I think it's a cool idea that, you know, you just go around a city as a DC guy. I don't know if any of you guys know, are you guys going to be able to create your own superhero, or is it just, you know, stock DC guys?
I can't imagine there would be, like, 500 Batmans running around. It's got to be make your own, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool. But, you know, create your own superhero. So that's cool. We'll have some stuff in a few months when that comes out, right around, you know, in November. On Live, the just digital-only distribution, you know, I don't know if you can call it a console, but, you know, everybody knows about On Live. The prices were really announced. It got released, I think, last week, I think. It's going to be $15 a month, and then on top of that, you're going to have to purchase the games, which, you know, I don't understand how... You know,
that's some sucker shit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the same time, yeah. Xbox Live charges for its stuff, and you still have to buy the games. But, like, I don't know, I just feel like that's kind of...
But you don't have to.
Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, that's like...
That's not the only way to play games.
Yeah, that's like Xbox charging just to buy the system, and then a tax every time you turn the system on,
yeah,
and then buy it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So that's like buying an Xbox 360 and still paying, like, you know... X amount of dollars a month just to use.
Yeah, because you could have silver and still play regular games.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to pay a fee on top of the console, on top of the games.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, but, what happens when OnLive inevitably goes out of business?
Yeah, and you're out of... Yeah, I mean, You gotta think this, like we were talking off air, like I think down the road this is gonna work for whether it be Sony, Nintendo, or Microsoft. I think a big company is gonna try and just do digital only distribution. I mean, Sony tried already with the PSP Go.
I could see like a company like EA buying the on live and then just doing it, because they're gigantic, and then doing it that way.
Yeah.
Because they'll have so much support with their sports games for on live.
Yeah. I know.
But this is even more than just like video downloads only. This is like they're like rendering. They're like basically playing the games on their servers and then just shooting you the video, so you don't have to have like a box or anything.
Yeah, it's
so
just,
it's like a step more difficult than that too.
Yeah, it's all just cloud based stuff. You know, there's no really downloading it. It's basically just streaming the game.
Yeah.
But I don't think people are ready for this. I know I'm not. Just based on the fact what I just talked about in the last segment with that I bought. I bought Counter-Strike yesterday, so I've been able to play it. You know, I like having the hard disk in my hand and just, you know, popping into my Xbox and being able to play it right there. You know, I think it's cool that, you know, when a game releases at 12:01, you can download it. But, I mean, if you run into problems like this, I mean, I only paid $7 for Counter-Strike. If I paid $50 for Counter-Strike, I'd be even more mad.
Yeah, I would be very angry.
So, but it's going to be $15 a month, and then you have to buy the games, which range up to $50, which I don't know why. If a retail game is $60, I don't understand why. And that they have to pay for, you know, the disc, the box art, you know, all that stuff, the hard stuff. I don't understand why these games are going to be $50, but
especially when some games are still getting released at, like, $40.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's going to be different variations. You can also rent games for a week or 10 days or something like that.
That's pretty cool.
But, you know, and then it goes back to you only own it as long as you have a subscription. So if I buy Assassin's Creed 2 for $50 and I 2 months later I don't like... If I don't like my, you know, if I don't like on live anymore and I cancel, I'm out my $50. I don't have that game anymore. Whereas, say, if I buy a PlayStation 3, I don't like it, I sell it. I can also sell the game. You know, like I don't have that, you know, that
luxury.
Exactly. I can't just be like, oh, I want to trade this game in, you know. So I think there's some obstacles it's going to have to, you know, get over. I think some people are totally going to be into it, and, you know, Steam has shown that people are moving towards digital only distribution and they're cool with it. But, you know, I guess it just, it's a little iffy. I think, you know, Steam doesn't charge monthly for their thing, so nobody really has to worry about, oh, I'm done with Steam, I'm deleting it, and I'm going to lose all my games. But
plus, they let you, Steam actually lets you, burn a disc of the game, too. So if you, like, Steam ever does go out of business, you can just do that, and you still have your games.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That's sick. Yeah.
They do a lot of things right.
Yeah, it seems. I guess that's why they're so huge. But I still can't download Counter-Strike, but,
try it tomorrow.
Yeah, I've actually been just thinking about maybe getting a low-end PC, like you said, and just doing it that way. But, we'll see. We'll see what happens. So that's on live. It did get released. I have read some stuff online that it works fairly well, but I won't be checking it out. Next up, it's just too expensive, basically. Next up, Microsoft confirms that an Xbox 360 Slim Arcade is coming out. God bless you.
Thank you.
And we were talking, I guess it's going to come with a hard drive. Maybe it won't come with a hard drive, but it doesn't say the article off 1UP.com. But, you know, it's going to be priced at $199. Bless you again.
Yeah.
It's going to be at $199, so it's on par with the same, with, you know, the original 360 Arcade, which, you know, a lot of people bought, but,
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Why would they be selling the old box when they could just, like, you know, make it fancier, shinier, maybe drive some more sales?
Yeah, exactly. And people definitely pick it up, for sure.
Yeah, it's not that surprising.
Yeah. So, not a lot of information given there, but, you know, the arcade is on the way, so if that's something you want to check out, and you don't want to spend, you know, $300 on the new one, you just have $100 on the arcade. Next up, Xbox announced that a $99 family plan for Xbox Live Arcade is going to be coming out. Basically what it is, it's just 4 Xbox Live Gold memberships for $100, which I guess you save $100 there, right? Because it's $50.
But how many people need 4?
Yeah.
Like, I understand 2 for, like, $75 would be a better deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you have, you know...
I would actually probably use that.
Yeah, if you have...
Me and my brother share one. Be kind of nice.
Yeah, so I guess...
But do you need 2 extras?
No, not 2 extras. Your $75 one sounded good.
Didn't it? Oh, I thought you meant like that.
Yeah.
But sure. I guess 4 for 100, you got backup accounts.
Yeah, I mean, some people do have, like, you know, three people playing. I know, like, my cousin's house, it's my 2 cousins and then my cousin's boyfriend plays just on their 360. So there's three accounts right there. But I mean, yeah, I guess it'll be hard to find four people, but
depends on how they market it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, if it's, you know, it's instead of buying two for 100, you get four. So I guess no one's really going to complain that they have two extra.
I don't know. If we were older and we had some kids and they were all playing Xbox, I could see it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it makes sense. Possible. It's the family plan. It's not like, you know, the 20 in college plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's going to be interesting, like, when we all get have kids and stuff. Yeah, if we all.
Yeah.
Hogging, because I'm going to be playing video games, and I'm going to have to fight to play video games.
Yeah,
my kids are going to totally beat you and your kids in Call of Duty.
That's not
possible. Start training them young.
That's pretty funny. That's a pretty good deal. You save $100 in case, you know, if you have a lot of people playing Xbox. A story that I've already touched on.
Touchdown!
Counter-Strike is now on the Mac, so that's pretty cool.
But you can't play it.
But yeah, you know what, I was going to send out a question if anybody has downloaded it, but, you know, by the time this hits, it'll be tomorrow, probably.
If anyone has any issues, send us an email.
Yeah, I'm going to check, yeah, please. It's a good idea. But I'm going to check out the message boards and see if anybody else is having problems with it, because it's annoying. But, so that's the little story there. Super Mario Galaxy 2 is almost up to 1 million copies sold in the U.S. alone, which is pretty good. It's pretty successful.
I think that's still, like, dwarfed by New Super Mario Brothers in the same time. Because exploded.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I went to buy my Wii at Best Buy, I got it almost, it's going to be 2 weeks ago Sunday. I went to check out what games they had there or whatever, and they were all out. They had a couple copies of Super Mario Galaxy 2, but there were no new Super Mario Brothers Wii there.
We have them at Sports Authority.
Really?
Because no one actually goes to Sports Authority to buy video games. We sell Wiis, so we sell Wii video games.
That's crazy.
So we have I think we have like 15 copies of new Super Mario Brothers and Mario Galaxy 2.
Wow. I would never think to go to Sports Authority. Yeah.
So next big Mario release.
Yeah, I'll be at your store. Yeah. I'll be camping out of your Sports Authority.
Like, what are you here for? Zelda.
So that's pretty cool. But like we just said, it's not as big as the new Super Mario Brothers Wii. The rumor for Kinect is that it's going to be launching at $150, which is a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's one fancy camera.
Yeah. You can get a real camera for like $150.
Yeah. But does this camera have a voice? It can recognize your voice?
That is
and
true.
Can you tell it to turn on? I don't think so.
Well, you can get like an iPhone for almost that price.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
But yeah, that's two different totally things. But I'm definitely going to be a Move person over Kinect for sure. I'm just not sold on that there's going to be like, you know, good stuff for Kinect. They didn't show it at E3, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, Matt. When you think about it, if you want to play two players for Move, that's already more than the Kinect.
That is true.
That is some bullshit.
Yeah, that is a lot. But I don't really.
Not to mention, if you want to play four players.
Yeah, I didn't really play.
Don't even get me started.
I mean, I had a Wii well over a year, and I went with two controllers, I guess, with that, but only one nunchuck. So I don't know. We'll see. It is a lot, but I usually don't play, you know, games in house with other people. You know, if I'm playing with, you know, multiplayer, it's usually on, you know, PSN or Xbox Live. But yeah, it is a lot. But I'd pay a little extra for a controller than for Kinect. I don't know, I'm just not sold on Kinect. I was last year, but not anymore.
It's ridiculous how much just in general controllers cost now.
Yeah, it's like 50. What is it? Still $50.
It's $50. It's the price of the game.
Yeah, it's insane. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is, I guess, right? We gotta just do it. And then the big story, I guess not really big, but it at least has the most substance to it. The PlayStation Plus, it's the new PSN service where it has a charge, you know, it's not free, is set to, I think, begin June 29th. At least they're given, like, trial versions and stuff like that. They released, you know, the perks that you're going to have with it if you do sign up for it. Every month you're going to get four free games, which is pretty cool. You get a PSN game, two PSP mini games, and a PS1 classic. I think I'm most excited for the PSP mini just because it'll give me a reason to actually play my PSP. If you can put it, I'm sure you can then, I don't know how it's going to work, you know, how you get that onto there, but I think that's pretty cool. And the first month they announced the games, you're gonna get Wipeout HD for your PSP game. For the PSN game, I'm sorry. The PSP game is gonna be Field Runners and Age of Zombies. I don't really know anything about either of those. And the PS1 classic is gonna be Destruction Derby. And along with that, you'll get free DLC next month for Killzone 2, which is cool. I'll definitely download that. And then you get discounts on other DLC and PSN games. So you'll get Avatar clothing for like 50% off. You get DLC and PSN games for, you know, 20, 30% off, which is cool. And you get demos and betas first, access to them, I should say. So, you know what? What's up?
I would say I would be more in favor of this if you didn't lose the games if you stopped paying.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. Mm-hmm.
But still, it is pretty cool. It is better than I thought it would be, but I still don't think I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm on the fence about it. I may, you know what, like you said, like maybe I'll try it out. And, you know, if I get free games and then they take them away from me,
yeah,
then
everyone's going to get the first 3 months for free.
Yeah, so I'll check it out and see how it is. But, you know, if they give me a free game and then I quit and then I lose those games, you know, whatever. I didn't pay anything for them, and then I don't think it's as bad as On Live, because, you know, it's $11 cheaper a month and stuff like that. So maybe I'll give it a try for a year. If I don't like it, then I'll split. But you know, whatever. It's only $50 a year. So that's that. That's basically all the news that I have. Just because there wasn't a lot to go over post E3. So we'll get into the home stretch of this episode. A pretty short episode. We're just going to go over some new releases. Transformers War for Cybertron got released on the PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii. I actually heard that game is awesome. It's getting nines from, like, you know, big-time video game websites and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Somebody said, what game was it? I can't remember what the game he compared it to as, like, you know, like the Dark... Oh, like, some people say it's like Batman Arkham Asylum from last year.
Really?
How nobody really thought it was going to be good, but it actually turned out to be awesome.
That's like, I guess, the third time's a charm, then.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to buy it, but, you know, I'll check out some reviews of it. Next up, we have Field and Stream Total Outdoors Challenge. Outdoorsman Challenge, I'm sorry. That's on the Xbox 360. I don't know anything about the game. Calvin Tucker's Redneck Farm Animals Racing Tournament on the Wii and DS.
Bobby, day one.
Bobby, you know, I think that'll be a 12 o'clock release for me. Satisfaction on the Wii and DS. Wipeout on the Wii and DS. Legend of K on the DS. Puzzle Quest 2 on the DS. And Dragon Ball Origins 2 on the DS. You can always
one of those sounded good to me. Which little one? Puzzle Quest?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant Legend of K.
Oh, well, that too. Close second.
Mysterious. Yeah. You know, you can always count on DS games coming out all through summer, because a lot of stuff comes out on that system. But
well, you can't always count on quality.
Yeah. It's usually quantity over quantity. Quantity over quality.
I like quantity over quantity.
This time of year and for the DS. But that's basically it. I didn't really go through the WiiWare and DS and WiiWare and DSiWare stuff. But
There's no need.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it.
You won't want to buy any of them.
Yeah. So that's the releases. We got another email, which is pretty awesome. Second week in a row, so please keep sending us emails. We're going to be really bummed if nobody sends an email for next week's show. This is a two-week thing. So this one is from Sam in Columbus, and he just wanted to say, thanks for the podcast every week. It's quickly become one of my favorites, which is awesome. Thank you.
Why, thank you, sir.
And he has a couple questions for us. The first one being, what are some of your favorite boss battles of all time? And the second being, what are your guys' favorite games this generation? Thanks again for the podcast. Keep up the good work, and hope you answer my questions on the next episode. These are cool questions. Right? We were talking about last week when we got our first question. We were kind of thrown off from it, I guess, at the shock of actually getting a question. But, you know,
plus this time we've read this one before.
Yeah,
we started
this
podcast
one, yeah, exactly.
So I've been thinking about it.
Yeah, so Tom, you want to start off with your favorite boss battles of all time?
Favorite boss battle, I will say, I'm not sure if this one counts because it's not really a boss battle, but the finale of Half-Life 2 episode 2.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys play that?
Nah.
Oh, I played it and I got about an hour before the ending, and then I, for some reason, just stopped.
Oh, God. The last, like, fight of that game is just so, so crazy, like, out of control. You're basically, there's not, like, one big thing that you fight, but it just kind of combines all the things that you've been doing throughout the whole game. It's, like, just one epic fight. It's crazy. And then also, I was going to say, as far as just big, huge monsters you have to fight, the Dead Space last boss was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw some stuff on that. Yeah, it looked cool.
Yeah.
For me, just in general, the stuff from Shadow of the Colossus.
You know, I was waiting for someone to get Shadow of the Colossus.
Just that entire game was just like, you know, oh my god. You know, just the scale of these things that you have to fight, it was just awesome. So that would probably be my favorite
one. Even when there was like a tiny one, too.
Yeah, exactly. It was still, you know, just so big because you were so small that, like, everything else just seemed huge. I can tell what my least favorite of all time was. I don't know if you guys got, I know Bobby didn't, but the last battle of Killzone 2 just sucked.
If we're going to talk about bad fights,
yeah,
that was all.
That's hands down my least favorite of all time. But
I'm going to go a little retro on you, because this is, any game, right?
Yeah, any game.
All
time. Probably beating Ganon, Link to the Past, the first time. That was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Because, Matt, you didn't play it, but the lights go out. You got to relight the lights, and then hit, and the lights go out over and over again. It's pretty cool. We can relate to the whole question
just about Zelda bosses.
Yeah. So next week, you guys can send a question about just your favorite Zelda stuff, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah. The boss in the Fire Temple in Ocarina of Time, I thought was really cool, too.
That was pretty awesome.
Dragon. Yeah.
So those are our favorite boss battles of all time. His second question was our favorite games of this generation. You know, there's been a lot of them. So this is a tough one. Yeah, this is tough. I know for me, most likely at least, I loved Heavy Rain. I thought that game was just awesome.
I had a lot of fun with that game. I wish it didn't get spoiled for me.
Yeah, same here.
Ad takes a little bit off of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that and then. And also, I love Little Big Planet, and then but my favorite has to be Super Mario Galaxy 1. I just love
it. Yeah, you love that thing.
I love it. Really, I loved it a lot. Fucking loved it. No, but you guys, what about you?
I think I have three. Call of Duty 4, I think, was probably my favorite game.
Well, I'm shocked.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's Modern Warfare.
Left field.
Yeah, I know.
I really liked Assassin's Creed 2 a lot. Mm-hmm. And I liked the first Gears of War.
Yeah, Gears was really good. Oh, and you know what? I would throw in there also Uncharted 2.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Oh, yeah.
Uncharted 1 and 2 for me.
Yeah. I loved that series. Is just awesome.
The first Left 4 Dead was so good.
Yeah, that was fun, too.
There are so many to pick from. Yeah, good generation. And I'd also would have to say Uncharted 2. Then I would also have to go with, we already talked about Half-Life 2 Episode 2, one of my favorite games ever.
Portal? There's so many.
Portal, yeah. I'll just say the orange box, even though that's kind of cheating.
Yeah.
And what was the last one I was going to say? Oh, goddamn. I just had it.
Mass Effect?
Not Mass Effect.
World of Warcraft?
Bioshock.
Bioshock.
Oh, yeah.
Bioshock.
I
forgot about Bioshock. Yeah. First one, not the
love
second
that
one.
Game. Yeah, I love that game so much.
Yeah, that was actually a really fun game.
There's just so many good games.
I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting something. I can't really remember.
Yeah, there's been so many. We're going to forget tons of them.
Yeah, I mean, there have to
Halo
be.
Halo 3 was awesome.
You know what, guys, and our listeners, definitely go to the site and just in the post for this episode, just tell us your favorite games also. I'd like to see what we missed.
Yeah,
I'm going through like my games. I'm just trying to look over.
I also updated the About Us page on the top that has our email. Which you just click it, it'll open up directly in your email.
Oh, cool! Yeah,
client, whatever you use.
Awesome. Great, that's awesome. You know what's another one that I really loved? Viva Pinata.
Did like that game.
I love that game, and
I don't know if I put that in like the best of this generation, but I did like that one a lot.
Yeah. I liked Super Mario Brothers on the DS.
The new one was good too.
Mario Kart was good on there.
Oh, yeah, there's Elite Beat Agents. I know I've talked about this before, and that might make me a little bit of a homo, but I love that game so much.
Yeah, this has definitely been one of the best generations.
Guitar Hero was last generation.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero 3 came out this one.
Yeah, I hated
that. Rock Band came out this generation.
Yeah. What are the big titles? You know, there's been a lot.
It's been a hell of a run so far.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sam from Columbus, thank you, man. And if anybody has any questions, again, always the email is warpzonegaming@gmail.com. Thanks a lot for the questions. And you know what? I don't know if we said it last week, but thanks to everybody who checked out our site during E3.
Yes, we hit 2,000 views, over 2,000 views for the month.
So that was our goal that we set out for the month, because we've been rising ever since we, you know, it's just been like a ladder just going up and up and up. And just wanted to say again, you know, we may have said it last week, but thank you. Last Tuesday, when Nintendo and Sony had their conferences, we maxed out at 272 views during the day, which was, you know.
It's normally like double what a good day for us is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like double what a great day for us used to be. You know, if we hit 100 views, it was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously those, you know, I'm sure not a lot of people came to us for, you know, for breaking news and stuff like that. But if you just, you know, thought of us, you know, after you went to IGN or 1UP or whatever, and just thought, you know, checked out what we thought, thank you very much, because it was awesome. It was a really fun day for us, you know, just watching everything and just blogging and stuff.
So, I want to thank you guys for making Giant Moth always our top search.
Yeah.
The Giant Moth. He's always up near the top.
Giant Moth and Giant Moths with the S.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Thank you guys. And that's it. Like we said, send questions to warpzonegaming@gmail.com. And we're going to try and have some stuff up for you guys this week. It's been slow with no real new releases to review and stuff like that. Tomorrow we'll have our Flashback Friday, and that's
Tiger
it.
Tiger Woods up by the weekend.
Yeah, we'll have a Tiger Woods review up for the weekend, and look for Crackdown in a couple weeks. Crackdown 2 review, but that's it. At least for this week, and we'll be back next week with episode 13 for sure. So send us questions.
Thank you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, and we're gonna go. I'm heading to work in about 3 hours, which I'm not that upset about because it's so freaking hot out that you know it's air conditioned. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go play some of my DS, probably, and enjoy. So you guys have a great day. Have a good weekend. And we'll same time next week.
See ya. Take care.